We'd like to welcome each and every individual. This is Mark Borsman. I'm doing a 30-minute strategy session with Sophia. And so if you do have any questions on anything we covered, like to meet Sophia personally, connect, we'll reach out and connect to her. You can either call the individual who invited you to participate in this, you know, the recording of this, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Sophia, if you could just start out with what it is that you do, and then we met at a coffee connection through Meetup, and help maybe those that may be listening on what makes Sophia tick. How come you're so different than so many other people that, you know, think, you know, they have good intentions, but then they don't follow through? Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you could.
Okay. So I started off pretty much doing medical assisting. I got my degree. I became a medical assistant, and I began working in the medical field. And from there, I started working for a surgeon and started looking more into oncology, and that interested me. So I got my pharmacy tech license, and I began to do oncology. And I just realized that through the medical field, there's such there's a limit always placed on how much you could help someone. And usually a lot of the, the roadblocks on a lot of these people's in a lot of these people's lives is money.
Okay.
So I figured, you know, I figured I'll join somewhere that can help me grow and learn more about money and how I can help people with their money.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's when I heard from the medical manager at the last practice I worked for. She recommended me to check out World Financial Group.
Okay.
And that's who I work for now.
Okay.
And I'm a financial advisor, and I help people with there's a diverse marketplace for all the things I do. I do Obamacare. I help people enroll. I help people look for life insurance if that's appropriate for their case. And I'm even learning how to do college planning for, you know, kids my age that are looking or interested in getting into college. That's what I do right now.
Nice, nice. And what is it that drew you to the coffee connection? And, you know, what did you think of the first meeting there?
Okay, what drew me to the coffee connections is that I'd been on Meetup before, so I knew, you know, it's a safe place. It's not, you know, it's not a scam. So I started looking up, since I don't know enough about business or networking with people in general. I only know, you know, hospitality and medical terminology or medical, you know. So I wanted to go somewhere where someone could give me advice on how I can improve myself so I can help other people. So I found the coffee talks, and I joined and I went. And it was actually a very, very nerve-wracking experience. So when I got there, you know, it's a place I had already gone to before, the Riverside Cafe, and I really liked going there. I mean, I you could feel that that depth and the connection with people, and that they're ready to help you. And I was surprised that I received all of this help and all of this support for free, like no strings attached. You know, that it's like a supporting community that's, it seems like it's people that just really want to help you out in what you do to become a better person.
Cool, cool. So what we did is, you know, once somebody is introduced into the network, and there's a number of networks that are involved, Coffee Connections, Legacy Partner, the Vision Project, just a number of different mastermind seminars, there's a number of different types of networks that are interconnected together. And so part of that unites everything is what's called the 30-minute strategy session, which is what we're doing right now. And so we're going to go through and do what's called a level one, level two examination. You've already done some of that, so that's cool. That kind of gives us, you had said that one of your biggest challenges, you know, was your communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you love help on is in your career.
Yeah.
And so Sophia, we don't know if or how we might be able to help you, you know, until we get to know you better. And so there's a three-step process for really determining if or how people might be able to help one another or partner with one another or do business together, any of those type of things. And so step one is to do an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without doing an examination, the same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we might be able to help people until we get to know them better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, in step two, solutions, so step examination is step one. Step two is potential solutions, and then step three is implementation. So the three-step process is examination, solution, implementation. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, in the examination, it can be a simple, short series of questions, Sophia, or it can be a much more comprehensive, thorough assessment. It's really, you know, up to the individual. In solutions, what we have found, Sophia, is people tend to like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. In the basic solution, if somebody knows they need help, but they're not really sure where or how or any of those type of things, basic solution is a great place to get started. The intermediate solution tends to be for somebody who's very intuitive and tends to say, wow, you know, this is exactly what I was looking for, and they dive into. And then on implementation, you know, some people like to implement fast, other people, you know, slower, which is fine. Every solution ideally is customized specifically to the individual. So with your permission, Sophia, what I'd like to do is just ask you a few questions to get to know you better, if that'd be okay. Are you there, Sophia? Did I lose you? Sophia? Did I lose you? Hello?
I'm sorry about that. My phone's acting up.
Okay. You're back?
I'm still here.
Okay, cool. Okay. And so with your permission, I'd just like to ask you a few questions, if that'd be okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Any other challenges besides communication skills?
Communication skills, and I think what we reviewed at the coffee talks were sometimes I think I might be too nice to people. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I want to help them succeed so bad that I want to do the work for them.
Right.
Just to see them benefit.
Cool. Anything else you'd love help on other than career?
You know, career, I think, is my main point right now. As long as I can get that going, I think everything else will roll along with it.
Cool. How many hours would you say you're working on a weekly basis on average?
On a weekly basis, I'd say 20, 25. I work part-time.
Okay. And how many would you ideally like to be working?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you in school or anything? What do you do with your other time?
I'm not in school.
Okay.
I'm currently studying to get my life and health insurance licensing.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And if you had 10 leads, Sophia, a lead being a name and a phone number from all the different lead sources you get leads from, how many of those would convert? The average in most industries, about 1 out of 10. What do you think yours would be?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question again?
Sure. If you had 10 leads, a lead being a name and a phone number from all the different lead sources you get leads from, how many of those would convert? The average in most industries is about 1 out of 10. What do you think yours would be?
Okay. I think maybe 6 out of those 10 people.
Wow, good for you. And 1 to 10, how coachable would you say you are? 10 being the most.
I'd say I'm an 8.
And if you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
I think my lack of confidence.
Okay.
I think that comes with lack of experience, though. But if I could feel more confident about what I'm saying or how I approach people, I think the experience
cool.
wouldn't be necessary, you know?
Cool. 1 to 10, how would you rate your listening skills?
8, yeah.
And your sales skills?
My sales skills, 7 at the moment.
And your sense of urgency?
9.
And why would you say you have such a high sense of urgency, or what causes you to have a high sense of urgency?
I want the success. The sooner I get the success, I think the sooner I'll be able to have more prospects, just because they'll be able to see the confidence in me, and they'll be able to see that, you know, the product works.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. Mm-hmm. And 1 to 10, how much of a procrastinator would you say you are, 10 being the most?
I'd say I'm a 4.
And when you procrastinate, why do you procrastinate?
When I procrastinate, it's just I think a lack of time sometimes.
Cool. And if you were being coached professionally and your coach thought you were procrastinating, how would you want them to respond?
If I was being coached, I'd want them to basically harass me, just keep on me and like make sure I'm going, because, you know, I would take no offense to that. That's what they're there for.
Cool. And if they did that, would it work?
Yes.
Excellent. I think you're coachable, maybe at a 2. Your listening skills are 1.5. Your sales skills are 2.5, your sense of urgency is a 3, and you're a 9 on procrastination. If somebody said that to you, Sophia, how would you respond?
I'd ask why. I'd ask why they think that and go through with them the reasoning that they give behind it, and I'd work on changing that specific person's point of view. I mean, I'm confident in who I am. I know I can do better. Maybe that person can give me tips on how to be better.
Cool. And have you ever had one-on-one coaching before?
No.
Any impression of that, positive or negative in any way?
I think it's positive. I mean, when we sat down, it was such a small group. It already felt like it was kind of one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
So I've never done anything like that before, but so far it's been positive.
Cool. And if you were being coached one-on-one, what would you say the 3 most important things that you'd want to accomplish in the next 90 days?
In the next 90 days, I would want to at least double or triple my sales.
Okay.
I really want to stress on that, and I want to be able to gain leadership skills.
Okay.
And I think that would all go back to confidence, and I want to be more persistent.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And when you say double your sales, what would be your goal for sales?
For sales? For commission or for sales?
However you measure it, when you say double or triple your sales, what would that be? However, it could be commissions, or it could be revenue, you know, sales, you know, revenue, whatever, however you measure that.
I want to be able to make at least $5,000 by the end of this 3 months.
Okay. And would that be 2 or 3 times what you're earning now?
Yes.
Would that be two times?
That'd be 3 times.
3 times, okay. Over the next 3 months. Okay. And so how are you able to survive financially right now? Do you have savings? Do you have other support? How are you able to survive financially with what you're earning right now?
You know, I've had to start back from scratch. So
okay.
I'm at my parents' home. I'm starting back from square one.
Okay, sure. Cool. Excellent. All right. And Sophia, is there any other questions that I should have asked that I didn't ask, or any additional information that I should know that I don't know?
You know, as far as I know right now, I don't think so. But if I can come up with anything, I can email you.
Okay. And then you had tested out what we call a 2341, which means on personality. So you're an amiable, analytic, driver, and expressive personality. And so intuitively, Sophia, do you think you'd be more interested in a basic solution or more of an intermediate solution?
I think an intermediate solution. I mean, from what from the meeting that we went to, I really think that this can benefit me. The more time I can put into it, the better.
Okay, gotcha. So there's a number of different basic solutions. There's a number of different intermediate solutions. One of the intermediate solutions that's most popular is what's called Action Vision. It's actually taking your personal, professional life vision and actually turning it into actions. And so what actions specifically do you need to do to achieve your life vision? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so Action Vision, individuals that go on Action Vision, on average will see a 30 to 35% increase in work productivity within 30 to 60 days. There's over 95% of the people who are invited into the program that actually follow through on it. And the thing that's probably most amazing about Action Vision is the accuracy of it. And so some are more, some are less, obviously, but on average, you know, let's say that you had, you know, let's say you had a wow income goal of $100,000 a year. On average, again, some are more, some are less, but on average, if you completed 90% of the plan, you get 94% of the results. You'd earn $94,000. If you do 50% of the plan, you get 54% of results. So it's literally a scientific mathematical process to move your business from point A to point B very, very quickly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's three parts to the Action Vision, Sophia. There is what's called a business x-ray, and the business x-ray is $285, and what that covers is the x-ray will actually look at three dimensions in your business, 9 major areas, 7 systems, over 40 areas of your business and life. It looks at what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. It looks at your personality, looks at the 4 phases of business that normally take 15 to 20 years to get through, and it shows you visually how you can get through it in 3 to 5 years or less. The business x-ray, the 285, it covers the initial interview, the full report, and then a one-on-one review over all of that, you know, all the information, so you're really clear on what that's looking at. It isn't the x-ray itself is not the coaching, but it's a very thorough assessment of where you're at. Even if you didn't go with the Action Vision coaching, you'd still, if you did a business x-ray, you'd still gain a tremendous amount of benefit from it. And so you'd get more out of, you know, the coffee connection. You get more out of all the interaction as a result of that. So that's the business x-ray. That's $285. From there, if you're on Action Vision, there's a 12-month plan that then is created specifically, uniquely for you. And it's to help you get to your wow income goal. It's helping you work the number of hours that you want to work. Because it's customized specifically, uniquely to you, it'll help you with communication skills. You know, it'll help you to make sure you're not too nice to people. It'll help you in your career. It'll help you put systems and tools in place that help your business to grow even when you're not working on your business. And so to develop that 12-month customized 12-month plan is $1,980. There's different levels of Action Vision, and so the basic level is what you would need to get started. And so to develop a 12-month plan, it would be $1,980. And then the coaching is billed out on a monthly basis, and so the coaching is $565 a month for the basic level of Action Vision. Again, that's what I would recommend based on the data that you have. And so that is $565 a month. A lot of companies will lock you into a 1 to 3 year agreement. The reason they do that is because they don't customize it. Everybody's on the same way, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you go with what everybody's doing, if there's no customization, it's probably going to take you 10 to 12 months to really see any benefit in it. Action Vision is customized specifically, uniquely to you, for you. There's no long-term contract. It's just on a monthly, you know, month-by-month basis. So there's three parts. There's the assessment, the 12-month plan, and then the coaching. The coaching on Action Vision is very unique, is very different. You get one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and mastermind sessions, and then you also get online tools, systems, and resources. Literally millions of dollars have been put into it. So you will accomplish more, in 6 months than most people accomplish in 10 years. Matter of fact, some people have said that they've been in business for over 25 years, and they've accomplished more in 6 months on Action Vision than they have in the 25 years. And so that would be a great, you know, a great intermediate solution. It's very popular, you know, and very, very powerful in what it'll do. There's some basic solutions as well that are also available. Phenomenal mastermind partnership program. Can I put you on hold just a second here?
Yeah, no problem.
And so there's a mastermind partnership program through Life Masteries Institute, which is a nonprofit organization. And so normally that program is $300 a month. It's not one-on-one coaching, but the curriculum is absolutely out of this world. As a, being blessed as an international speaker and author, I've seen a lot of programs, and I've never seen anything like that program. And so that program's spectacular. I actually volunteer. I'm part of the faculty and actually teach some of those programs. And very, very powerful, very, very profitable to be involved in that. There are some scholarships that are also available. So if individuals, you know, are not able to, you know, make the $300 investment, you know, there's scholarships that, you know, people can submit for as well. So we got started just a little bit late, so that's why I have to run to my next appointment, Sophia. Do you have any questions for me?
No, so far, no. It seems like it's a really good opportunity, though. Is there any way I can get this information? Like, right now I'm just thinking about, like, how am I going to pay for it, you know?
Sure.
Is there any way I can get the numbers and the fine prints emailed to me?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a full everything. I'll send you out a couple. Either my associates will send you out the different links on the different types of programs that are available. And then you can go ahead and take a look at it. There's testimonies. There's a lot of details online. So I'll get that out either today or tomorrow at the latest to you, and then you'll be all set. And then one of my associates will follow up with you if you have any other questions and kind of guide you through the process.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Sophia. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.